fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 14th day of September. The prepper tip today is to review your home security. This would be lights, locks, alarms, and insurance. And, of course, these days we'd incorporate video in that as well. And make sure everything's in proper working order. Upgrade is necessary for your home and your safe haven, if you have a safe haven. All right, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Brady. Brady is the production engineer over at Liberator Rocket Heaters in beautiful Bourbon, Missouri. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture wood-burning stoves, listen carefully, that have no smoke. They're in stock and ready for immediate shipment. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, this is the time of year when we need no heat and no air conditioning. Praise the Lord, right?
That can't be understated. It's been such a boon in the shop, other than the mosquitoes.
Well, there's ways to deal with that, which we won't discuss, but you're a bright guy. I know how you know different ways to deal with mosquitoes. That can be troublesome, to say the least. When weather's like this, the attitude of everybody improves, doesn't it?
I would say so. I mean, even the random strangers you encounter tend to be a little bit more friendly, and you know, everybody's got a lot more, you know, nicer things to say. And you know, I don't know. Maybe if you ask some cops, they might even say, "Hey, crime goes down because everybody just wants to chill outside and be nice." But you know, I don't know anything about that, so.
Well, there's different cultures where that may or may not be the case. But regardless, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a new listener, I'm going to give you a quick education here. First of all, everybody I know likes to save money, whether they're struggling financially or they're multimillionaires or somewhere in between. And heating your home is not optional, except you may live in Key West, you may not need to. But most places need to heat their home in the winter. And if you want to stay warm and cozy and save money, we got the solution for you. That would be the Liberator Rocket Heater that we manufacture in beautiful Bourbon, Missouri, in an old brown shoe factory that we bought 2 years ago. It's 29,000 square feet, enough room for us right now and for future expansion. Liberator Rocket Heaters are the only heater we're aware of that burn your choice of wood, pellets, or firewood. You also get the choice of burning softwood, such as conifers like pine and cedar, safely. Listen carefully. EPA rates our stoves at 99.5% efficient. There's no smoke. There's no creosote buildup. It's phenomenal to have a stove this compact with no moving parts, no electronics, that does everything this does. There's nothing else like it, is there, Brady?
Not to my knowledge, no. We went to a big conference earlier this year, and there was really nothing at all like it. There's another major manufacturer out in St. Louis, just about an hour, a little over away, and they seemed a little bit worried, and they wanted to have a sit down with us because they were like, "Oh, who are you? What are you doing? What is this?" Especially when we're spouting the numbers that we're spouting, they're like, "Oh, hold on now." But we actually, some of our future stuff that we are wanting to do to expand our line is something that we're actually going to possibly be working a deal out to work with them on, which would essentially be a somewhat larger rocket heater that is going to wind up being something that you might even be able to hook into your HVAC system, as well as generating some power for your home. But that's really about all I want to say on that. So
right. Well, we're the CEO of the company. He has a genius level IQ. I don't know how high this guy's IQ is. It's probably close to being the point where it can't even be measured, quite frankly. So this brilliant young man, he's the same age as my grandson, about 26 years old now?
I think Sky's about 28. His IQ is about 140, 145 up there. He's up close. I think Einstein was like 160. Right. But yeah, he's up there to the point where most people can't even comprehend what it is that he's talking about.
That's right for that. So he's always coming up with brilliant new ideas that he, and he starts to figure out ways to implement them, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's definitely a workaholic. Like I've only ever read about or heard about, he gets frustrated sometimes with my far more normal, ability to work, because he's the kind of guy that will literally, it's, 16 hours a day for him, pretty much the way he works, and he will pick something out and he will literally just stick with it until he's got some sort of solution that meets his satisfaction. And it can be troublesome to work with, but I signed up.
Yeah, that's what you signed up for. And as my friend and mentor, Mr. Charles Shaw said, he says, "John, this is our chosen profession. We can't complain." He was the attorney. I was his legal assistant. This is our chosen profession. We can't complain because we picked this out for it to do our lives. And so no complaints, no sweat, GI. And, once you get to know Sky, and if you choose to work with him, up front what you're getting. There's no surprises there because Sky is a great guy. He's a hard worker. And the concepts and things he comes up with, such as the rocket stove. Now, human beings have been burning wood. We don't know how many tens of thousands of years to stay warm. And what's new about that? Well, there's something new, and it's the rocket stove. Mine is sitting here just a few feet from me here in my living room. It heats up the entire home. I choose to burn wood pellets most of the time just for the convenience. One bag heats my home for 24 hours. Thank you very much. And it's simple. It's convenient. It's clean. And I'm glad I got it. And I might be getting a second one for my guest house. It'll keep 900 square feet really warm, won't it?
Yeah, and you'd probably want to set a timer to turn it off.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was designed to heat 1,800 to 2,000 square foot.
Right. Right. So but that's the size of the building, and it'll keep it nice and warm. I can always turn down the damper to cut down the amount of heat coming out. But ladies and gentlemen, we've been manufacturing these stoves for a number of years. I think this is year number 7. Is it around 7 years now?
The first one Sky and his pops built was around 2012, and then they incorporated in 2015 because, you know, enough of the neighbors and friends and other people had been asking for them that they were just like, well, looks like people want this, so right. Hey, let's just start doing it.
Right. And they regardless, tell us about the safety testing that's been done along with the EPA reachment at 99.5% efficient. tell us about the other testing that these stoves have gone through from official testing services.
Well, we've gone with Guardian to do our UL testing. That is gone through two different, basically every safety test that has been designed for a wood stove or a pellet stove, they've gone through, and we've even been in talks with somebody else to sort of get these certified to the European standards, so we will have an easier time sending these overseas. We had a deal that somebody wanted to try out, selling these. We were going to send them basically a truckload. They actually got on the boat and were turned around at the port of Spain because, there were, I guess, too many of them. We've done it onesie twosie before and nobody said anything, but right. When you send a truckload, they're like, oh, this is some kind of a commercial enterprise. So we need to check the paperwork for this better. And they were like, oh, well, you're not certified to European standards, even though the American standards are technically more, strict than the European standards are. They were like, oh, that's not good enough. You have to, have to go pay somebody in some European government like $50,000 to make it happen.
Well, along the same lines, one of our listeners lives in Spain. He ordered an energy cleaner, and we talked. Anyway, he said, John, if I install solar panels on the roof of my home to make electricity, I will be committing an act that will result in a fine. I'll be fined if I put solar panels on my roof to make electricity. That's Spain. And, of course, Spain's part of the EU. So I don't know if it's ubiquitous around the EU, but that's the way it is in Spain. Pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a whole new level of government. And it seems to be one of the models that they're trying to explore to potentially push worldwide. But,
Absolutely. They promote these schemes like the European Union as if it's going to help people have better lives and more efficient lives and so forth. Where actually it just gives control over people's lives is all it does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really what it all boils down to at the end of the day is, which group of people you're going to put in power and have are going to have control over where you can live, what you can buy, and all of that kind of fun stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, it'll be probably around Thanksgiving or so when I might build my first fire to probably just an overnight fire to start with, about 12 hours or so, go from about 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. and then a full-time fire maybe a month after that or so. I like walking when all the lights are out. I like walking past the Liberator. And there's a little gap in the door of the firebox, maybe a 16th of an inch or so, an eighth of an inch at the most. And I can see the flames in that very small firebox. And it is, people are shocked to see how small the firebox is. What is the size of the firebox?
4 inches by 6 inches.
That is small.
Yeah. I think it goes back something like 25, 26, 28 inches. But, all of that, you know, outside of the 5 inches deep of that first 5 inches where all of the wood falls in, like all of the rest of that, all that ever really gets back there is just gaseous turbulence and a little bit of ash.
That's right. That's right. Well, once a day, I'll, now, what's left over is not what you normally see from a wood burning stove, not even close. What's left over from the combustion is the minerals in the wood that can't and won't burn. So the bag of wood pellets that burning 24 hours makes a pile of minerals that's about the size of, oh, maybe three or four packs of cigarettes at the most. A very small pile of these minerals. I wouldn't even call it ash, because it's not ash in the traditional sense of the word, is it?
Yeah, it's like talcum powder, and I generally get like a handful and a half out of, you know, a full 40 pounds worth of like pellet burn, or you know, running on wood in a day at the shop. I'll get a little, like 3/4 of one of my handfuls. It's super tiny. You can run this thing, you know, if you are like, I've seen a lot of old people in with the boxwood stove sort of stuff, and they'll burn, you know, like a night's burn. If you actually go clean that ash out, you know, you'll fill up a milk, like one of the old milk pails. And, you know, it would take probably 2 weeks at least, possibly 4, to actually fill up a milk pail. There was a guy that had one on YouTube, and I saw him. He basically was showing people how easy it is to clean out. You know, he was just like 1, 2, 3, you know, maybe 4 or 5 little strokes with our little ash clean out tool into, he had a metal dustpan, and then he went, you know, outside and like dumped it in the milk pail on his porch, and he was showing us, and he was just like, you know, that's 3 weeks burn, and the milk pail was maybe half full. You know, it's incredibly efficient. You get, you know, basically as much heat as possible out of the wood that you burn. You have very little pollution. You have, you know, the gas monitor, so where we're measuring what's coming up the chimney, you know, before it goes out into the great wide world, you know, is pretty much all like carbon dioxide, water vapor, and excess oxygen. You know, the ash that's left over, you know, is so small. There's really nothing left after you burn the wood in the liberator. And, you know, it all turns into heat. And then that heat goes, if it's not going up your chimney, because our average exhaust temperature is under 400 degrees, if it's not going up your chimney, then it's going into your room. It's going into your home. And that just, seems like the right way to do things. It just makes more sense to be as efficient as possible like that. So,
absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, these stoves, 2 years ago, you'd be waiting, November of 2021, you'd be waiting 6 to 8 months for delivery. We're way past that. We have stoves in stock, ready for immediate shipment. And I like not having to make excuses. Seriously, you know, well, we're doing the best we can. It's going to be half a year. No, we're way past that. And it's so gratifying not to have to make excuses, isn't it, Brady?
It really is. I mean, you know, I recall those times. I recall getting the phone calls, getting the emails, getting a couple of letters of people. You know, there weren't a lot of them. A lot of them were sort of the earlier adopters that had sort of been, you know, found out, were keeping up, and were like, oh my God, I have to have one of these. Like, you know, what's your wait time? You know, and I remember, you know, a lot of them were expecting, you know, something more like, you know, typical like workshop. Wait time, make order. Okay, it's going to take 2 to 4 weeks or something like that. Maybe 6 weeks, you know, something like that. But when I was just like, hey, look, man, we are back ordered. You know, I kind of don't even want to take your money at this point. You know, give us a holler back. We're making, you know, like we're getting the new shop set up. We're making these things as fast as we can. And it was it was definitely a trying time.
It was tough, but we got through it. And people wanted these things so bad, they didn't mind waiting 6 or 8 months. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie away.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back visiting with Brady. Brady is the production engineer over at Liberated Rock Haters in beautiful Bourbon, Missouri. If you want to save $300 on the Liberator, just travel to Bourbon and pick it up in person, right, Brady?
Absolutely. We do that regularly. We've, not last week, but, 2-3 weeks ago, we had somebody come in and pick one up.
And get a quick tour of the factory, meet Sky and the capable staff of metal workers and our capable secretary. It's a factory. Don't expect the kind of, if you've never been in a factory, factories are not the cleanest places in the world, are they?
No, they're not. There's some generally some degree of disorganization, sometimes even some kind of oil spills and stuff on the floor, but. It is, relatively efficient, right. And we're always working on improving, but, it's a slow-going process, especially if you, could have seen it the way it was when we first bought it.
Well, to the uninitiated, it may look like total chaos, but everything's laid out to have the pieces, the metalworking, go from point A to point B to point C in an organized fashion as production begins with flat pieces of steel with no finish, ended up with a beautiful satin black stove ready to ship. We custom build wood cases to ship these in. We don't use flimsy cardboard, but real plywood that's custom cut to make a nice, tough case box to ship these things in, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. We source wood locally, Missouri oak when we can get it, and pine when we can't. We custom build the crates here, and a lot of what we start with, we actually had a metal order just a couple of days ago. You know, a lot of our stuff comes in, you know, 10 to 20 feet long, you know, and so we got to move it around. We got forklifts flying, and we throw it up on saws. We get it trimmed down to size, you know, get the edges all cleaned up, and then we stack the pieces up until the welder can get to them and weld it up, and then they fly to paint and get bolted down to a custom-made crate and wrapped in some plastic and, you know, have the rest of the crate assembled on top of that. So,
Roger that. Now, we use a private trucking company, and they'll telephone the customer to make sure somebody's there, take delivery, and don't want to leave it out where it can be stolen. And it's small enough and light enough that one man could pick it up and put it in the trunk of an automobile quite easily, couldn't they?
I don't know about easily, but yeah, it's definitely doable. I mean, I've personally assisted in fitting on two separate occasions these into the back of a Prius with a pellet hopper. And, you know, we fit them into all kinds of other cars, vans, pickups. We really like pickups the best because it's just a matter of grabbing a forklift, lifting, and dropping. But, you know, but yeah, we've fit them in all kinds of vehicles, a lot of things smaller. And, you know, there was one guy that was getting ready to bring his three-quarter ton. He was coming from out of state someplace like Illinois or Indiana, and he was just like, oh, I got a three-quarter ton. I can bring it up, you know, blah, 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 blah. He's like, you know, how big is it? How heavy is it? And when I was telling him, it's like, look, I fit this in the Prius. He was like, oh, well, then I'll bring the Camry. I'll just, you know, we can fit it back in there. I was just like, yes, sir, whatever you want to do. You know, because he was figuring the 35 miles a gallon, I guess, was better than the 19.
Right, right, right. Absolutely. Well, I loaded, Scott and I loaded my Liberator into the trunk of my town car. I unloaded it myself and moved it myself. I used a two-wheel dolly, and it was like, there's nothing at all. The weight, 165 pounds, is that what it weighs without the crank? It's relatively small for all the heat it puts out. Give us the width, height, and how tall this is, if you would, please.
Well, the base plate is 16 inches by 24 inches. Your feet stick out a little bit on the sides to sort of make it more stable. Those gives it about a 20 by 24 inch footprint. I think the top plate's 36 inches tall on the, by the heater by itself. You add another 8 to 10 inches on top of that with the pellet hopper up front. And yeah, that's pretty much it. You get 165 but for the heater itself, about another 36, 37 with the pellet hopper with a full 40-pound bag of pellets in. The whole kit and caboodle only weighs about 240 pounds, which, you know, it's a fat guy in a chair. So, you know, there you go.
That's right. That's right. Well, staying warm and cozy plus saving money is a really good deal, and that's what we're offering, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you don't plan on installing this yourself, you're going to probably use a contractor or a carpenter. Any competent carpenter can install these stoves. Be advised the following. Contractors and carpenters are really covered up. Brady, we're out of time. Thank you. We'll have you back next Thursday.
Anytime. Have a good one.
Okay. We got a bottom-of-the-hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Company! Fix! Bayonets! Move! Right! Face!
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That's the U.S. Marines preparing to take over the little country of Morocco in the 19th century. All right, we're expecting Tom Berryhill to call. He hasn't called in yet. Tom is the one, the only manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner. And we'll be talking about the Energy Cleaner, what it is, how it works, and marvelous things that the Energy Cleaner does. And we do have a patient waiting to greet him, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom is the manufacturer of Energy Cleaner. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, John.
Good to have you with us as always. You're a busy guy. Besides manufacturing Energy Cleaner, you have your private contractor helping industry keep their equipment working, aren't you, sir?
Well, I do, John. I've done work on radio stations, professional sound systems, and electrical contracting, mostly on three-phase power installations for CNC machine tools. and backup power supplies and battery backups and all that. That's a big problem with machine tools, is when the power goes out. And the biggest problem, John, is when they forgot to back up the settings. There's numerous. There could be 100 different settings for the machine tool, a control unit, and if they don't back up, they lose it all if the power goes away in many cases, especially when the backup battery's dead, and that happens all the time. So I've made special backup units, and I just, what I do is I look and I see what kind of problems they're having, and then I try to come up with solutions, and then I design and I make those solutions in my shop. And then I don't advertise it or anything. There's a lot of communications between these different shops, and they say, "Hey, we'll call this guy here, and you know he can take care of that for you." And then if it's within my capabilities, I'll do it. If I can get there and do it in one day and get back, that's good. If it's overnight, that's not too bad. The farthest job that I went to within the last year or so is Indiana, Hobart, Indiana, which driving through Gary, Indiana was quite an experience. Anyway, that's what I do.
That is what you do, and you're a busy guy. You like being busy. And ladies and gentlemen, we always have new listeners every week, so I have to explain just what the Energy Cleaner is and what it's not. First of all, it is not a Rife frequency generator. In fact, Tom, I'm working with the grandnephew of Royal Rife to help him with his project, and I'll be talking more about that in a week or two. And it's not a TENS unit. It's entirely different technology. When I fill out the paperwork to ship these to Australia or some other place, I put on the customs paperwork, it's an electronic healing device. That's what the energy cleaner is. It puts out an electronic signal, a healing electrostatic signal. It's about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9 Diaz and Delta flashlight batteries. It's black plastic. Has a nice carrying handle. No on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one place to plug in one wire, which ideally would be connected to one of the mattress pads offer for sale, mattress pads for beds, micro plus throws, and the handy travel pad. And one LED lamp that alternately flashes red or green. We talked the other day, Tom, how people will sit and watch this thing flash, won't we?
Yeah, they do. They count it and everything else. But I can tell you the exact number, and I'll tell you exactly what it does. It blinks. When you first put the batteries in, it blinks for 200 milliseconds, and it repeats that every 4,800 milliseconds, which is basically 0.2 seconds. Every 4.8 seconds for a total of 5 seconds. So really that cycles every 5 seconds. It does that 36 times, and then the system, it puts out there's a proprietary encoding in the software, and that's a radionic signature. It puts that out for a fraction of a second, and then it switches to the other polarity, and then it blinks green with the same cycle timing, and that's the basis of the instrument.
Absolutely, it is. Well, we focus on two things. There's a third use and actually a fourth use, but when it comes to human beings, pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. It also helps pets. If you set up your energy cleaner with a mattress pad in your bedroom, if you have cats or dogs or some other pets that can walk as opposed to pets that can't walk, like goldfish. Anyway, you'll have to keep that bedroom door shut. If you want to keep the animals off the bed, you have to keep that, because the animals, they can see that signal, and they will gravitate towards it, and they'll even compete to get what they feel is the best spot, won't they?
John, they won't only compete. I've heard about some pretty vicious fights between these dogs to get the best spot. And, you know, I should also give our disclaimer, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Let's do that.
Yes, we are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Absolutely. That's what we recommend. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're tired of being tired, check out the energy cleaner. if you're not going to, if you have pain issues, arthritis issues, doesn't matter what the source is, check out the energy cleaner. Now, you may be a doubting Thomas. That's okay. I respect that. That's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner. Now, we mentioned human beings. We have mentioned pets. Now, another thing is fruits and vegetables. I was talking to my friend Leon Green. He's building a massive greenhouse. Part of it will be hydroponics. And we talked briefly about how to use the energy cleaner with hydroponics as well as just regular plants that aren't using water as their growth medium. And the energy cleaner will increase the harvest, both the size and the quality, won't it?
It will, John. How large of a greenhouse is Leon putting up?
Oh, it's something like 24 by 70 feet, something like that. It's huge.
That's a pretty good size greenhouse. That's almost a full time job in itself. But he'll have plenty of produce coming out of that operation. That's for sure. Especially if he puts an energy cleaner in there, I'd be glad to go over there and help him get it set up. I've done it several times for other greenhouses. It's pretty simple, though, and I can describe it if you want.
Well, please do that, yes.
Okay. Now, in Leon's case, it's going to be a hydroponic greenhouse, so what you can
part,
do...
Part of it will be. Part of it will be, not all
part
of it.
Yeah. Well, we'll describe it both ways. If you have a garden plot in your yard, I don't care if it's 3 feet wide and, 10 feet long, just get some chicken wire, roll a chicken wire, and suspend that using electric-type fence posts, electric fence posts, and the insulators. If you can get the plastic fence posts, they work the best because the whole post is an insulator. You don't want it grounded. If the energy cleaner signal gets grounded, it won't be very effective. It will not hurt anything, won't hurt the plants, won't hurt the energy cleaner, but it just won't operate properly for the intended purpose. So you get that grid of chicken wire above ground, so it's not grounded, and then you clip the energy cleaner cable onto it at any convenient location. It is not critical. It doesn't have to be in the middle or one side or one corner. It's just wherever you can clip onto it, connect onto it, and then keep it suspended right over the tops of the plants. You have to keep an eye on it because they will start growing faster. And you might have to get in there and do some pruning here and there to keep them from getting tangled up in the screen, in the chicken wire screening. And if that does happen, just trim it, cut it back a little bit, raise the chicken wire grid, and you're set to go again. It won't hurt the plants, and it will not hurt the energy cleaner again. So just keep an eye on it because it does add a little bit of extra work to what you're trying to get to. In a greenhouse, you can do similar things. You can suspend chicken wire over the tops of the plants. You can also run I use stainless steel, like welding wire, stainless steel wire or welding wire that is stainless steel. You could use steel, but it's going to rust and rot away. Won't really hurt anything. Might put some extra iron in the solution, but it's best to use stainless steel. It's non-corrosive, and you just loop that through all the different pots and containers and troughs, anything that the plants are growing in and that the nutrients are flowing through. Just stretch that wire, get it through there, and from one end to the other. If you have several rows, you can bring all the individual wires together and connect one main wire onto that then goes to the energy cleaner. It all ends up going to one wire that plugs in that energy cleaner. Then you can put the energy cleaner inside a plastic tub or a plastic bag or something, especially in a greenhouse, this is important, and just use the carrying handle to hang it up, but put some plastic over it. Just have something so that it doesn't get wet, because many times greenhouses have automatic sprayers, and then somebody will come through with a hose and a sprayer, and they could get the thing wet. And it probably wouldn't hurt it that much, but it could cause some damage if the water got inside of it. So it's best to just keep it out of the way. And that's all you have to do. The only other thing to pay attention to is to change the batteries once a year on an annual basis, and that's because of leakage, and that's any electronic device. The batteries will eventually leak, not if, but when. It will happen eventually. And John, I don't even take my own advice, and I had one of my instruments I use quite often. The battery's leaked. So, I'm guilty.
Oh, we're talking about one of your electronic instruments, not an energy cleaner.
Yeah, not an energy cleaner, but I have had energy cleaners, though, that I use personally because I didn't. It's hard to keep an eye on it. You know, you have to. One of the things you can do, though, and I know a lot of people are doing this, they use their smartphone and they set up a timer in there for 1 year. And then the thing starts alert or a message thing that comes up and it tells them, check those batteries and change the batteries and so on. So you could do that, too, or mark it on your calendar. You always say put a tag on there, and that's a good idea, too, but then you got to remember to look at the tag. Well, I had a tag on the one I was using, and I forgot to look at it. And they leak. It wasn't bad because you take the batteries out, and you can take a damp paper towel and clean it out real good. And if there's a little bit of a stain in there, it's not going to cause any trouble. Just clean it the best you can, even maybe a little baking soda. And don't drench it with water, but just a relatively damp paper towel. We'll clean all that out and put three batteries in. There's three rows of three batteries in each row. So go in the first row and put three batteries in, see if it blinks. If it blinks, move those batteries to the second row. If it blinks in that row, do the third row. If all three rows are working and it blinks, put the fresh batteries in, it's ready to go for another year. But in that case, you've learned your lesson and you paid closer attention. And you would think I would too, but no, I had that one time on an energy cleaner that I was using, but what I was mentioning is one of the test instrument I use in my development area, in my laboratory for product development. That thing leaked. And
well, let me help everybody out here. I've had the same issues. I teach concealed carry training, and I've had several electronic earmuff sets damaged by leaking batteries. Here's what I do with something smaller like a radio, a flashlight, anything handheld or small that takes batteries. If you're not using it for a week, a couple of weeks, or a month, take the batteries out. Put the and sometimes going to be a cover plate to cover it. I like to use one 1 gallon Ziploc bags. You know, the batteries, the cover plate, all in there together, so they can't get separated. Many of us have had a piece of equipment where the battery cover gets separated from the piece of equipment. That can be quite maddening in and of itself, can't it, Tom?
Yes, it can, because then. Just sometimes you have to buy a whole new unit just to get the battery cover. I've never had anybody lose a cover for an energy cleaner because it's the front cover for the whole instrument. And if somebody did lose one of those, I could get them another one. I could replace it. So it could be worked out. But I've never had to do that for it's almost 24 years, John. I've been making these units. It'll be 24 years next March.
Sounds like we might make a career of it.
Yeah, thinking about it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're tired of being tired, check out the energy cleaner. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, check out the energy cleaner. The details are at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. The address is there. You want to send me a check or money order? My address is right there. And if you don't want to give out your credit card information on the internet, I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day to get your energy cleaner, your mattress pad that goes with it. Well, mattress pads come in twin, full, queen, king, California king, the nice micro plush throws, and of course the travel pad. The toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Tom, I noticed that about half my orders are repeat business, people that already have one or more energy cleaners. And that probably doesn't surprise you, does it?
No, because many times they'll have maybe a family member that wants one. And there's been people that gave them out as Christmas gifts, birthday gifts, things like that. And they will maybe give somebody one of these units, or they get an extra one. I knew a truck driver, over-the-road truck driver, and he He had several units. He kept one on the bed, one on a couch, and he kept one in his over-the-road truck with like your pad on that goes on the seat. And then he also had an energy cleaner blanket in the back in the sleeper cab. But they were all connected together to the same energy cleaner unit. And it was, he made up some kind of a hook, and it hooked on the back of the seat. And the energy cleaner just stayed there and had the wiring connected to it. And it was just working all the time. So it was, and he really liked the way that thing worked out. So he had three of them.
I like to use my energy when I take a road trip. I'm going to be on the road for more than 2 hours with a travel pad. It makes the miles just fly by, and I get there refreshed. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Tom, encourage people every week to check out the energy cleaner. There's always people who procrastinate. You know, they wait a month, they wait 6 months, they wait a year. They get the energy cleaner, they get it set up, They feel so much better, so much quickly, that they regret procrastinating for that period of time, don't they, sir?
Yes, and that's what happens all the time. So many times over the years, John, I've heard from people that have put it off, and for quite a while in some cases. They just really didn't want to do anything yet. They just wanted to make sure, you know, it was working for others that they knew. And then finally they jump on board and they get a unit, and then they really, really regret waiting long as they did.
Typically, people think the following. If it's so good, how come everybody doesn't know this? How come it's not on the front page of the Wall Street Journal? Well, what we do with the energy cleaner poses a threat to the pharmaceutical industry, doesn't it, sir?
That's correct. And they don't want anything simple that takes care of difficult medical problems and health issues. They, a doctor will take your money and tell you to try this. They'll never say this is going to take care of it. They'll just tell you, we're going to try this, and we'll see how you do in a month or so. And then you come back and still having troubles, and they say, well, let's add this to it. Before you know it, you're on six or seven different medications. And then who knows what type of side effects there's going to be with that. You don't have any of those issues with the energy cleaner. It either works or it doesn't. And, John, your money-back guarantee is really, really generous, because you've given people 90 days to try it out with no risk, and usually within a few days. In some cases, it's been an hour or a little bit less than an hour that people started noticing improvements with pain issues, and mostly arthritic pain, things like that. So it's it can be very quick, or it can be several days. It could be a couple of weeks. But everybody will start to notice something. It's going to work for them. They'll notice it in a short period of time. And again, 90 days is more than an adequate period of time to try this out.
More than enough. Absolutely more than enough. When you go to my website, you'll see the testimonials. I like people to focus on Steve Whitman. Steve is a friend. He's become a friend over the years. He gives myself an energy cleaner credit for saving his life. That's very humbling, but it's also very true. Steve was shot 3 times with a .45 caliber pistol, once in the right hand, twice through the chest, one bullet missing his heart by 1/2 inch, passing all the way through his body, coming out the backside. And he gives the energy cleaner credit for giving him the strength and energy to avoid the 4th and final kill shot, which would have happened, and then his rapid recovery from those shots, and also his lovely wife recovering from lupus to the point where the doctors can't tell she ever had it. It's all good, isn't it?
It is, John. It is. And that family, both of them, husband and wife both, really got some good use out of that energy cleaner, that's for sure.
They did. It did. Well, Tom, thank you. We appreciate it. We'll have you back tomorrow morning and talk about emergency communications.
Okay, John, I'll be ready.
Okay. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaning, essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.